This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details. Payne and Sylvester Incorporated on FUBAR Radio.
Still, angles.
Rap. I made money on the bench, I've made money off a bread. I'll take money with a bat, I'll take money with a shank, I'll take money with a skank. I made money on my ones, I made money with my guns, I made money for my mom. I'll make money in the rain, I made money in the snow, I made money in the sun.
I made money on my ones, money in drums, money on the curbs, trying to buy me a gun. Cause these days bare pussies trying to rise in the slums. Take time, look a man before you get your head bust. I heard they want to take man's cream, the fed want tech man's team. The shit that I've seen, fuck that, bare money up for drop. Been a cause of crime scene, I'll be there with the Glock. We be squeezing on stock. Man's bored, I was being bored, and I was still screaming. I was sure it was you and I was low. They didn't wanna know when I was broke. Now these funny niggas wanna know. I've made money on my ones, of course, stabbing some of my ones, of crunch pricks on my brothers. No manners with the G's, 1-7 be the team. We them niggas, fucking no niggas, baby muggers.
I've made money off a rap, I made money on the bench, I've made money off a bread. I'll take money with a bat, I'll take money with a shank, I'll take money with a skank. I made money on my ones, I made money with my guns, I made money for my mom. I'll make money in the rain, I made money in the snow, I made money in the sun.
Make money on the road, get money in the cold, get money off shows.
Real talk.
Carlisle's back with a bang, get your darn ass, yeah, might finesse some O's. Turn mad sloppy, make man 10 toes.
You better run.
Mad B says she want it in a throw.
Mad neck
while I'm blowing out my smoke. With the 4-4, slap 4, make a nigga know. I'm all about my money and my dough, a nigga's playlisted, but I still do roll.
Trap.
The labels won't holler at a nigga, but they can't get a nigga like I'm on atomic gold. Like highly, nigga, yeah, I'm just in my zone. With Abrap, stay piffing on my untold. And even though my work rate's low, still late night graph in the lab with Mo.
I've made money off a rap, I made money on a bench, I've made money off a bread. I'll take money with a bat, I'll take money with a shank, I'll take money with a skank. I made money on my ones, I made money with my guns, I made money for my mom. I made money in the rain, I made money in the snow, I made money in the sun.
Off my list, nigga, I'm a crisscrosser. Can't afford crepes, so she is a flip-flopper. Nigga, switch sets, man, you're a dick hopper. Lying to the girl about your big shutter.
Talk about racks, you ain't heard of money. Talk about shops, no burner money. I'm laughing, you niggas got some learner money. I can't wait for the day when I can burn the money. I let it burn. Hit a nigga like his bullseye, too fly. I saw Miss that in Dubai, poolside. It had me thinking about a new life, new yard. New crib plus a new ride.
Come a long way from a drug dealer. Tell my old bitch I don't fucking need ya. Remember how the girl I give a million S. They gon' want me when I'm a millionaire.
I've made money off a rap, I made money on a bench, I've made money off a bread. I'll take money with a bat, I'll take money with a shank, I'll take money with a skank. I made money on my ones, I made money with my guns, I made money for my mom. I made money in the rain, I made money in the snow, I made money in the sun.
Made money. I be watching the figures, I made money. I ain't watching your niggas, I made money. Just the beginning winning, I got a wave on me. Surfing.
Them surf.
Them lurking.
Them lurk.
Me a shine, they give me red eyes. So it's curtain.
Oh lord.
Now they wanna break it, no.
Oh no.
I was on my own like solo.
So
and I wear my apes on the bro. Savage like Mojo Jojo. Get them all and then I'm drinking on the Hennessy. Spill it for my head, spill it for my frenemies.
Yeah.
I ain't got no worries, take a flight to Tennessee.
Woo.
I'ma make a difference, making you remember me. Oh yeah.
I made money off a rap, I made money on a bench, I made money off a bread. I'll take money with a bat, I'll take money with a shank, I'll take money with a skank. I made money on my ones, I made money with my guns, I made money for my mom. I made money in the rain, I made money in the snow, I made money in the sun.
FUBAR Radio, Payne and Sylvester Incorporated. This is Money by Steel Bangles featuring Mo Stack, Mist, Hail from Western and Abracadabra. That is one cruddy lineup.
Yo, and it's an absolute smash hit.
Mm-hmm. smash hit, stomper, whatever you want to call it. That's both ends of the spectrum there, isn't it?
Yeah. I went for like the 90s, like what my parents had
said. Exactly. Middle England. Middle England. There was a magazine named after this one. You should know this this description. Smash. It was vibey. Like I said, that was Money by Steel Bangles featuring the cruddiest lineup of the year so far. This is Payne and Sylvester Incorporated on FUBAR Radio. Sans Sylvester. What a surprise.
Harley's not here. Really?
Who would have funk it?
Who's Harley?
That's going to become an actual genuine question soon. Now, Harley's, I think he's either like, you know, a few tens of thousands of feet up in the air, or he might have landed in the States. I'm pretty sure he's in the States. But we'll find out via Find My Phone, maybe.
Yeah. He didn't have Find My Phone. He's got one of them Nokia. You know that they just relaunched the 3210.
Yeah, he was the first customer.
Yeah, he's still got the original. He's never charged it.
Some say he's still playing Snake today.
Ooh, what's that voice we hear?
Oh yes. Here to bring the average height up.
Exactly. So to add a bit of balance, Harley isn't here. Myself, Reese, Renzel Nottingham,
and inside
Natalie King, aka Sarah Dabunda, are in the house. But we're also joined by a very, very special guest presenter in the shape of Anders Haywood.
I was going to clap myself then.
No, do it, mate. Do it. No one would have known.
You deserve it as well. No, you've been working very hard lately.
You have indeed.
Yes, a bit too hard.
You currently liking. You currently take up the lead role in Channel 4's Channel 4 or is it
E4?
E4's Gap Year.
I play Dylan, aka Dildo. So that's a lot of my friends have been saying that my name is now Dildo, which is the worst nickname.
Well, we
possible.
Do all have alter egos on this show. We all have aliases, so maybe.
Well, DJ Nutkin is not bad.
DJ Dildo. DJ is
Dildo.
Also not bad.
DJ Dildo. Yes.
Yeah. So there we
Bringing
go.
Bringing it hard.
Only plays hard. The hardest beats. Gets into the hard to reach places. And just bangs hard music.
Yeah, basically.
That's nice.
There you go. There's your strap line. Well, thanks so much for joining us.
No worries. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, we were gonna ease you in gently, but you've listened to the show before.
Yes, I have.
So you kind of know.
I basically tried to tweet Reese about three times during the show and see him like, just shout me out, please, Reese. Shout me out. This is before I was.
Why are you not
anyway.
Shouting him out?
Yeah, where's the shout?
Oh, everyone who's listening, shout out Anders Haywood.
Big shout out to Anders. He actually tweeted while he was on the show. He's sent these tweets in the last in the last 7 minutes.
Please
give him a shout out
already.
Not just Anders in today. We've got another guest coming into the.
We've got Bambos, who I'm hoping might have Aura in tow. I'm not sure, but guaranteed we have Bambos. He's got a headline show. His first debut. His debut headline show coming up at the Old Blue Last this very Sunday, which a little birdie tells me I'm hosting.
Oh, did Bambos tell you that?
Yeah, he was dressed as a bird at the time. It's his second job. Now he's gonna be coming in and he's gonna be talking to us about his current project as well as his headline show. Have we got a game for him?
Of course we have.
In keeping with tradition,
we've got a game for Anders as well. We
are loving Gap Year, man.
Thank you very much.
Brilliant.
Thank you very much.
Really brilliant. You kind of fell into the role. Like, you're gonna go down as one of those actors. Like, you know. Right, you know Mel Gibson.
What, the jammiest actor ever?
Mel Gibson apparently got the role of Mad Max by accident. He apparently went to an audition with his friend who wanted the role, and he'd just been in a bar fight the night before, so he looked all fucked up. Apparently, that's how he got the role.
That's amazing.
Apparently, what's his name? Han Solo, legend. Harrison Ford.
He
was a set carpenter.
He used to be
a carpenter on
that
film sets.
True.
And now he's one of the greatest actors.
Another one, which was George Lazenby, who played the second Bond.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he actually just went into... just knocked on like the production office's door, dressed as James Bond, went into like a tailor and was like,
"Wow,
okay, I want James Bond's suit. Mm-hmm. And I want the same haircut and everything like that." Just walked in and was like, "I'm just going to audition now." And they were just like, "You're sick. Okay. You're Australian, but you're sick."
Yeah.
And then they had to like overdub his voice throughout the whole film because he still had like this Australian accent.
Bond.
Yeah.
Bondi.
Yeah,
James Bondi.
Yeah, James Bondi.
Yes.
Yes. Money Penny.
He would have just thought of like sort of alternative words for everything, yeah, like nicknames exactly. For everything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm.
Yeah, no wonder they.
I'll have a Foster's shaken, not stirred.
I do. No, I do. Do you hope to be Bond one day? Yourself?
Man, Bond. That is the dream, isn't it? Really?
Yeah.
I mean,
whose dream?
Well, my dream, obviously.
Okay, there we go.
Yeah, thank you. Keep up. No, yeah, that would be just next level, really. I'll take anything at the moment. If anyone's out there, no.
I can see you as Bond. Or, sorry, I'm eating a grape.
That's all right.
A non-furry grape.
Yeah.
Mm. Mm, sorry.
Why would you be?
That's not a euphemism,
grape.
By the way.
Yeah, really have to explain that.
Yeah, we have to explain that. Natalie bought some grapes earlier, and one of them was furry.
Mm-hmm.
And that's basically the end of the story.
That's it. But so now we're eating grapes.
Mm-hmm. What was I saying?
Acting Bond.
Yes. Can't remember what I was going to say, so I'm going to move on.
Well, I was going to say...
Moving on!
Gap Year is doing very, very well for E4, so I'm obviously assuming there's going to be a series 2.
Well, that's the big question. I don't actually know yet. I don't know. I mean, there has been talks, but nothing's confirmed.
Yeah.
And it's just a matter of, like, if it would be anywhere else, if it would have a different cast, or whatever. But nothing's confirmed at the moment.
How many episodes are there in this season?
This series is 8 episodes. Mm. It's quite lengthy, really.
Yeah, no, but it's good.
It's good.
Really, really, really funny. Really well written.
It was, it was amazingly written, and was so lucky to have the cast that we had, because they were all just... it was such an intense process, because you were with each other 4.5 months every single day.
Yeah.
And that could, you know... spark, you know, like
give us an exclusive.
No, world star. No.
Who have you got beef with?
No one.
Who was
no
a
one.
Bit of a dick?
Who was a bit of a dick? I can't actually. Oh. No, it was actually no one that was a dick.
Yeah.
It was actually.
That's how you know when you're the dick.
Shit.
Yeah. No one was a dick there at all.
Yeah, everyone knew.
Right now, every other cast member is doing an interview right now. I think it was Anders.
Yeah.
Absolute dick.
Yeah.
Proper belly.
Not even like ashamed to say my name out loud. Just like, yeah, it was Anders, 100%.
So I hope he's listening.
Yeah.
They're texting you right now.
Yeah.
I'm calling you a dick on radio.
Yeah. Shout me out.
There is a WhatsApp group between all of them, apart from you, called Anders is a dick. I don't know if you know that.
Well, you're in it.
Yeah.
We started it, to be honest.
Natalie's admin.
Yeah, I am.
This is the uprising.
Oh, well, let's get into a song. And then when we come back, because I want to expand on the fact that you fell into this role.
Yeah.
Because you weren't always an actor, were you?
No, not at all.
Well, let's talk about that.
Okay.
Yeah. FUBAR Radio, Payne and Sylvester Incorporated with Anders Haywood.
We'll be right back. the vanity. To me, it's my sanity. I could never survive. Some people ask me, what are you gonna be? Why don't you go get a job? All that I can say, I won't give up my music. Not me, not now, no way.
Sister Sledge with Lost in Music. R.I.P. Joni, man. Mm. 60 years young, passed away.
Yeah, man.
The year after all the legends died. It's carrying on.
It's not been as prolific this year, I feel, as it was last year. Last year, they were just snatching them left, right, and centre.
Well, it was bowing off the bat, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Straight off. Kind of set the tone for the year.
For real. But we're not going to let that bring us down.
No.
We got Anders Haywood in the house.
Inside.
A special inside. Co-presenter. We were talking about Gap Year, which is your thing now.
Yes, my thing.
It's your thing.
Yes.
It's on your calling card now.
Exactly. Yeah.
But how did you fall into that role? Because you play the lead role.
Yeah. I play Dylan Nutkin.
Mm.
It's not actually Dylan. Dylan Nutkin. That's quite.
His middle name isn't Dylan.
No.
Oh, that's a shame.
Yeah, like Neville.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. No. I did kind of fall into it. I was. I'd only just recently got signed to an agent, like acting, mm-hmm. and wasn't really expecting much, and then was actually away working, doing the modelling things, mm-hmm. boring stuff. But then, I get a call saying, where are you? You need to come back. So then I had to take the first flight back to from Barcelona, back to London, mm-hmm. auditioned, and then managed to get it. And it was all a bit of just happened way too fast, and they were like, okay, oh yeah, and you're gonna be in Asia for 4.5 months, so you can't see your family, bye bye bye. And I was like, what? Okay, yeah.
That's what sold it, innit?
I don't have
to see my family for 4 months.
Yeah, I don't have
to. I'm gone.
Yeah. Bye. Yeah, literally.
Pay for your own ticket.
I'll do it for free. I don't care. So very lucky, very fortunate. And I'm really happy with the results. I think, you know, they've done a good job in shooting it and writing it. Shame about the actor, really.
I think you've all done a fine job.
Yeah.
I think
we
can all. Thank you very much. Very good. Thank
a
you very
fine,
much.
Fine job. We wouldn't have you down here if you hadn't.
Yeah, exactly.
If you were shit.
Yeah. So the show. Anyway, moving on. Yeah.
But yeah, you were actually like before acting.
You
were a ranked model. You were one of the top 50 models in the world.
I said you were a
rank
model.
Yeah.
No. And you can't see him right now, but
they're the ones that do the best.
Absolutely penging it down in the studio. <isn't>? But yeah, you were a very big successful model.
Reese is basically trying to get.
No. I just want to know who you've worked for.
Yeah. Well, I actually started off my first job. Was in New York, and that is where I first met Reese, and I was like 17 years old, and then I see Reese, and he just basically like took me under his wing.
Did you say New York?
Yeah, I met Reese in New York.
This is where I make all my friendships out.
Honestly,
in New York.
I genuinely met Reese in New York for the first time.
It was the same time.
It's when he's at his best.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's when he's at his best. The light over there.
Exactly. Yeah.
I met you 6 months later. I met you in the. February.
Yeah, it was February. Right. Valentine's Day, I reckon.
Probably.
I think it was. Yeah.
You've been together ever since.
Just killing it.
Do you remember what the first thing I said to you was?
What was it? So it was. Hi, I'm Reese. Nice to meet you. I've been high since I was about 11. And I was like, right, okay, what, doing the weeds? Are we? Yeah. No, it was...
I didn't just say it off the bat. I was trying to invite him for a spliff.
Yeah. And I was like...
But he was too young and innocent at the time to understand.
Yeah, exactly. But, yeah, it was. I was modelling for like good 4-5 years, and then just thought, well, it's a bit demeaning, really. I'm just a person. I'm a proper person now. I'm trying to be a proper person.
Speak and stuff.
Yes, yes.
Not exactly. Just meat on legs.
Yeah. Yeah, a coat hanger, basically.
So was it not a big sacrifice then? You know, because as Reece said, you were ranked very highly as far as male models go in the world. So
yeah,
knowing
yeah.
that you've kind of have to curtail that and, I don't know, well, take I the mean, leap of faith.
Yeah, I think it's one of those things where... It's just like doing acting is just one of those jobs where you, I don't know, it's the value of it, like you just feel so much more valued and you mm-hmm. kind of have like a say in it and you have a creative decision and there's a choice there at all. Whereas, you know, modelling, I'll never like knock it at all because it's given me the opportunity to do whatever I wanted to mm-hmm. do and like given me a life that I've, like, I have the free choice to do anything I want.
Yeah.
But creatively, it's not like a huge thing.
There wasn't much input from you.
It was fantastic travel and fantastic money, and you get to meet, you know, I wouldn't be here if I hadn't met Reece through it. And yeah. it was like, yeah, it was a fantastic job, but now it's like, okay, what more can I like give? Or like, I really feel like there's something that I can like give.
Yeah.
Or, you know, that sounds really bad, but like, you know, you just feel like proud of it, do you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
But other models have moved into, like, Ashton Kutcher. He mm-hmm. went from being a model to...
Was he a model?
Cara Delevingne.
She's also written a book, hasn't she?
And she, she literally just gave up modelling, didn't she, in the prize as well.
Yeah, so cold turkey.
Is, I mean, but then the thing is as well, to actually make that transition, because every model wants to be an actor, don't they? They always... Whenever you're at a casting or on a job and you say, oh, what do you want to do after modelling? It's always, oh, I'm going to be an actor.
Right.
I'm going to be an actor. A lot of them go to, like... We've got a friend who moved to LA.
And
gave it a step because he really wanted to. But they don't tend to make the
jump
very often.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think it was one of those things as well, is that I've kind of tried to not do the slash, you know, like the model slash actor.
Right.
I've kind of just tried to cut it out.
Yeah.
Unless it was, like, you know, worth... If it was, like, a feature or whatever, then of course I would do it. But, like, you know, it's one of those things. It is quite a... It's quite a risk.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know...
Yeah, man, but here's to the future, man. And you know, gap year seems to be a really sort of significant part of your future.
Yeah.
And we've got a gap year based game coming up a bit later. But we're also giving you the opportunity to have Anders Haywood answer your legal queries, Wisdom Wednesday queries. And he's obviously well travelled, spent 4 months in Asia alone. So, you know, he might have some Confucius style. Proverbs to
insight. Yeah.
He's got that like old Asian wisdom.
Yeah,
you know
what
I mean?
That's it.
Yeah.
So you want to get these
my
in
chakra
today?
Already.
Yeah. If there's a day you want to get your Wisdom Wednesday queries in, you're basically Asian.
You're listening to the Oracle. You're
the wisest person we've ever had on this show. You're basically Asian.
You can feel it. You know what I mean? You can see the glow of wisdom on it.
You can see the wispy grey beard just sort of like trailing down. Like,
right now,
just sort of flick over my shoulder, sort of Kill Bill style.
Right now, Anders is like just levitating with his legs crossed.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's incredible. It's an incredible sight in a red robe.
So get in touch.
Get in touch. And you can do that by emailing us.
inc@fubarradio.com.
Or you can tweet to us.
@fubarradio.
And we guarantee we will answer your query. Mm. In the meantime, we're going to play another song. And then what do you say we talk about a man that was arrested after he was caught eating out and having sex with a fence?
Yeah,
I'm down. Yeah, definitely. Mm.
Don't mind it.
Why not?
Okay, everybody. It's a
lit season.
This one's so
dangerous.
I'm not
going to
say the
answer today. Swag like a simmy. Skank like Diddy. I was in and out, flat spike, gritty. Trap line ringing. Anti man like Vinny. Can't say names, but that guy really. Nino Brown, New Jack, my city. Kilo ounces, crack pipes, nitties. Man stopped rapping.
What?
The man started rapping.
What?
How ironic, I still got a mouth for the raps like Busy. Now I got kids in the game who sound like me. Man's my mini. Barter for them, but ain't bothering them. Cause man's quite busy. Youngster, flying up gang signs, Izzy. Yeah. Wankster, stepped on a landmine, silly. Ooh, I told Bianca, yeah, I stand my Ricky. Screw the top off the Fanta, flatline fizzy. Fly boy, I got a few things that wanna hang glide with me.
See it.
Yeah, like Vicky.
Who else?
Yeah, like Lily. Panani's so wet. Man's got a baptized willy. Every one of your girls have been dead. What are you, anti-pretty? I ain't got no manners, no. I ain't got no challenge, no. Man can send what he want. He ain't got no bangers, no. Banger, after banger. After banger, after banger, after banger, a combo bangers. God flow patterns. That's not right.
What is it?
That's somehow I'll meet you at the crossroad ballad. You can't play this game with me like the console damage.
Why?
It's when it stays on and I got the control, damn it. Bragging rights, I just work and strategize. Double M, Merc and maximize. Double S, serve and sacrifice. Business calls, burn my battery light. School run, man's gotta be up. Corner, I let a song go till I be up. Shutters, you see what I do to these shows. I just told my booking agent, put the last slot fee up.
Come on.
Six is cool, but put another 4G up. Seeing them a week, now them where they can't see us. See, there's only two sides to the game. Who's taking the piss and who's cleaning the pee up?
Banger after banger by Rude Kid featuring Getz. That power combination is the gift that keeps on giving.
Definitely, man.
They're becoming like fucking DJ Premier and Guru.
They are doing bits.
Their partnership is incredible, yeah. Much, much props to Getz. Right now out in South by Southwest playing, he's doing the Kano and Friends showcase.
Oh, okay.
Probably among other gigs, because you usually do like a run of gigs at South by Southwest.
Yeah, yeah.
So yeah, big love to Getz, man. He's a absolute legend in the game.
Definitely.
Let's talk.
So what's in the news today, Mr. Payne?
Right, let's tackle this one. A man was arrested after he was caught eating out and having sex with a fence.
Mm-hmm.
The Texan named Eliodoro Estala.
I think his name might be Texan Eliodoro.
No, I think he's a Texan. Yeah.
Well, that's a very badly written sentence.
No, it's not.
Because he's from Texas. Yeah. He's a Texan.
So, you know, if he was French, French.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there should definitely be a comma in there.
Comma.
No, okay. There wouldn't be a comma.
Because then that now it looks like his full name. His name looks like Tenson Eliodoro.
Why would you put his middle name in anyway?
No one thinks that apart from you.
That's a good point. Yeah. Why would his middle name be there?
It might.
They're really trying to snitch on this guy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So there's
it might be double barreled, actually.
Yeah. It's like, despite the fact that he has the most unique name in the world, Texan, we're still going to tell you his middle name just in case another Texan.
There's a couple of Texan Estalas running around doing bits.
Yeah, truth. I just scrolled through my phone book. And I've got Texans. Every time I meet a Texan, they've got to give me their surname. Because I'm like, I've got another Texan in my phone book.
Yeah, yeah. Texan 1, Texan 2, Texan 3.
Before you know it, I'm just texting Texans. So Eliodoro Estala from Texas is facing an indecent exposure charge after a neighbor reported that she had witnessed the 32-year-old naked having sex with a fence.
How do you have sex with a fence?
Well, we'll find out.
Well, isn't a fence someone who tries to sell stuff on the black market?
Oh, right.
According to an arrest affidavit, Diana Vasquez spotted Estala urinating at around 11:25 a.m. on Wednesday, the 1st of March. You know, disgusting, but normal. When Estala realised Vasquez had begun to record him with her phone, he allegedly took off his clothes. He then put his mouth inside the chain link fence and stuck his tongue out, moving it up and down. The man, who was said to be intoxicated at the time, allegedly went on to stick his erected penis into the chain link fence and have sex with it. Estala was apprehended on a misdemeanor incident exposure charge. Estala was apprehended on a misdemeanor indecent exposure charge and was sent to a country jail. A country jail.
So that's what it said. I don't know.
Not the county jail, the country jail.
No, the country jail.
The Mexican jail.
Not the city jail, the country jail.
What's just out of the jail then?
The
English jail.
Very bohemian, that jail. He was later released on a personal recognizance bond.
So that's how you have sex with a fence.
Whoa.
Chain link fence. You just put chain your link, erected penis through.
I've had links, but not them kind of links.
No, but like chain link fence, yeah. Like the link, the holes are big. Is that big.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like he must be.
Not necessarily.
Wow, that's what you got from that. The guy was having sex with a fence, Reese.
Yeah.
Jesus.
I don't know if he was necessarily eating it out. I think he was just like kissing it, kissing it with his tongue. Which
because
it doesn't have to be.
Yeah, you know, you're. I mean, I was going to say you always kiss before sex. That's not the case. But
always.
You know what I mean?
No, I feel like you should.
No. That's what I'm saying. I was
only
actually
with the ones I love.
Actually, that's not the case. Do you know what I mean? But
I don't like that.
Have you ever not kissed before sex, Nat?
No.
Anyone?
You would do, wouldn't
you? Yeah, lots of times, actually.
Oh, you have. You have as well. Not kissed. Have you, Anders?
But she was a fence, though.
That's fair enough. Well, this guy kissed the fence, so you could have done that
there
next,
you go.
Time.
Yeah.
Well, he was licking the fence out. He wasn't kissing the fence. Let's be honest. He was performing oral on the fence.
Not going to lick itself.
But did he put his dick through the same hole as he put his tongue in?
That's a good point.
Double dip.
Yeah, because he might have been doing it.
Oh, yeah.
Joust around and just get any bit of it, couldn't you?
Yeah.
You could make a little noise. Brrr, just open the fence.
Oh, no.
You know?
Oh.
And then you run a stick along a radiator.
Yeah.
Rubbing the cup inside jail.
Yeah. Maybe that's what he was, simulating. He's institutionalised. He didn't have a tin cup at the time.
That makes sense, yeah. Because what else would you use? You're out and about. You're on the road. You see a chain link fence. Flashbacks come. You haven't got a tin cup. Mm. There might not have been trees around.
Yeah,
true.
And also, like, he sounds like he's from. He sounds like, although he's Texan, he sounds like he could be of Mexican descent, a heritage, and like, you know, some of his. Relatives in Mexico could have been like, yo man, fuck that wall, but then it's the closest thing you could find. Partitions.
Maybe it was a go at Donald Trump.
Just fuck all partitions.
Yeah.
No one's seen the fence. It could have been a really hot fence.
It could have been a pink fence.
Very attractive fence.
Was it graffiti?
If that's true.
If to get back at Donald Trump, all Mexicans just went around America.
Any partition, you can get it.
Yeah.
If you're splitting two things, if you're segregating, then boy, you know.
Yeah.
You better get that glory hole oiled up. It's about to go down.
Damn.
Well, do you want to give any wisdom to this guy?
Yes, let's. I would say carry on, bro.
Yeah.
That's what I would say.
Fuck Donald Trump.
Yeah.
But he's been arrested.
And everything that represents him.
Well, yeah, because I bet Donald Trump was involved in it.
Yeah.
Yo, just because you've been arrested for it doesn't mean that it's not right.
Depends how much money he's got to keep bailing himself out. Could he maybe not have sex with his own fence in his back garden?
No, because that's his wall that he's built for his own.
He might not even have one. He's not going to have a wall.
Okay. Yeah.
What? Or a fence.
Okay, but maybe do it when you don't get caught, because then he's going to have a lot of bail money coming his way. So let's be smarter about this. Have sex with a fence, sure. Eat it out if you want to. But maybe just do it a bit later when there's no one around with a camera phone.
Yeah, that's true.
To be fair, if I was making out with her, maybe he wanted to be.
Maybe
that's his vibe.
Maybe he liked it.
Yeah.
I was going to say, like, have safe sex, but I'm scared to tell him when it comes to advice about inanimate objects, he might actually just go and fuck a vault or something.
Even if you had sex with a wall, if it's a brick wall, wouldn't that chafe on your penis?
Well, people do have sex with wall, like glory holes, you know what I mean?
I think you're kind of having sex with what's on the other side of the
wall. Yeah, but you're still kind of like putting your penis through. Do you know, like, he would have been with the chain fence, so it's still kind of the same.
Especially he wouldn't have touched the sides on the chain fence, though. I'm still kind of stuck on your point from earlier. You wouldn't touch the sides. Maybe my advice to him is, like, find a good woman, man. A good woman.
Be normal.
I've never had sex with a fence in my life. But I reckon I can guarantee that having sex with a woman is a lot better.
Yeah.
even if you're not that way inclined, you know what I mean? Having sex with a man will be a lot better than having sex with a fence, honestly.
I would hazard a guess that you could go balls deep on a chain link fence as well.
Yeah, you could put them in too.
You could climb through the fence.
You know that, like, myth, that one guy who was like, yeah, I've got my dick and my balls in. Do you know what I mean? It's always like, like that guy who said, you know, like, I don't know, both sides of my flapjack were covered in chocolate. Do you know what I mean? That guy was. I got my balls in too. Like, that obvious lie. But you could do that with a chain link fence, and maybe that's his game.
Yeah.
Okay.
True.
Well.
That's sorted.
Yeah. Keep on doing it, Texan.
Keep Texan. On drugging.
Yeah, we're just going to call him Texan.
Yeah, I like it.
Keep on going, Texan.
Like I said, keep getting your queries in. It's Wisdom Wednesday, and we have the magnanimous Anders Haywood joining us as a co-presenter today in Harley's Place. We're going to get into some music now. We've got so much to come up later on in the show as well. We've got Bambos in later, and we're also going to be finding out who won the tickets to Strawberries and Cream.
Yeah, we'll be speaking to them hopefully later.
We're
going to
be
speaking
to them, yeah. Don't know if it's a guy or girl yet. FUBAR Radio, Payne and Sylvester Incorporated. My Diddy, FUBAR Radio, Payne and Sylvester Incorporated.
Also, talking about dancing on the ceiling, we've been talking about Anders being an actor and a model. Also, a dancer.
Are you?
There you go. Yeah,
wow. I actually trained at Contemporary Dance School.
Right.
Yeah.
And
Dark Horse.
What's it called when?
Dark Horse.
What's it called when you you choreographed the Burberry advert that you starred in for the?
Yes.
Incredible.
Look at this plugging, Reece. You're fantastic.
I just think we have to blow your trumpet while you're here.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So I trained as a contemporary dancer years and years and years ago. But yeah.
You make yourself sound so old.
I know. Years and years. It was literally like 3 years ago.
Back in the glory days of dance.
Yeah. Exactly. The good days. The good days. I mean, there's no like modern bollocks.
All of this twerking going on there.
Yeah. What is a dab? Is that even a dance?
What is your preference, right? I just wanted, again, based on Dancing on the Ceiling, that's what we just played by Lionel Richie. Mm. Dancing on the Ceiling by Lionel Richie or Dancing in the Dark by Bruce Springsteen?
Oh, that's tough. I might go ceiling.
I'm going to go in the dark.
Yeah. I think I'm going dark.
Do you mean the song or which one I actually prefer to do?
Okay. A, how the fuck do you get on the ceiling?
Well, if I had a choice, I'd dance on the ceiling, obviously.
And B, turn the lights on.
It's a good option. But I'm going ceiling.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. Okay, as the song.
Yeah.
Okay, fair play. Well, that isn't a segue at all. No. I'm not going to try and use it as one. But we've got another special guest in the studio. I tell you what, speaking of music, we've got a music guest in the studio. Woo. We've got Bambos.
Yo.
What's happening, bro?
I'm blessed like church, man. What are you saying?
All good. Have you come? You're from Hackney's. Have you come from there?
Yeah.
The long trek from one borough to the next, from a neighbouring borough to the next.
Yeah, it's pretty calm still beside the traffic.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, did you drive in?
Yeah, fair.
Well, let's talk about the 19th, man, because you're taking your current EP in live form, basically, to the Old Blue last... on Sunday evening.
Yeah.
You got a whole heap of special guests, warm up acts, whatever people want to call them, including your close ally Aura.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all in celebration, like I said, of the new East EP.
Yeah.
How long did the EP sort of take you to create?
It took me a year to create. So like I finished it November 26th. Yeah, I remember the exact date because I mark everything down.
Right.
It? Yeah.
And the fact that you're taking it live, and this is your debut headline show, so it is a leap of faith. It's always brave doing your first anything, especially a headline show. But why did you decide that you wanted to showcase, like, you know, a particular EP in its entirety rather than, for instance, just, you know, doing a headline show with a back catalogue of other tunes?
I think this is the first time that I've made an EP and I'm just like fully happy with it, like proud of it. Like I've made like EPs and singles in the past year, and like when I listen to them now, I literally cringe, bruv. Like I start sweating. Like when I play them around people, I start bare sweat patches and all that crap. You know, like, so this is the first time where, I don't know, like my girl's playing my music and I'm like, yeah, like man, fuck with that.
Yeah.
So I can play it to my mum, my sister, like even my niece and nephew. Nice. And like they play it to their people, like, because they're actually proud of that, innit? So I literally wanted to put on a show to, like, I don't know, just like let everyone else hear it, innit?
Of course.
Because like, I fuck with it, so I know everyone else is going to fuck with it. So let me do this on a stage, you know what I'm saying? So yeah, that's what I'm putting on the show for this particular EP.
And what's the show going to be like? Are you going to take to the stage with a band, DJ?
It's not going to be with a band. I would like to do that in future, actually, because I just think that's fucking wavy, innit?
Mm.
But obviously I'm going to have a DJ, bass, you know what I'm saying? I made sure that the venue I got has bass because I'm very particular about that.
Absolutely.
I've been to bare venues and it's bare like high end and it just sounds shit.
The sound system in the Old Blue Last is great.
It's a great venue. Really, really good venue.
Been to numerous gigs there. Played there a couple of times. It's incredible. I've seen Slaves there. I've seen
Slaves. Is that a band or?
Yeah. I'm not that.
Whoa.
I'm not that old. The band. Yeah, sorry. I've seen the band Slaves there.
Are they all black?
No, it's a white duo, punk band. Yeah, okay. They're incredible.
Yeah.
But then I've seen hip hop gigs there. Mm-hmm. You know, I've been to like raves there. It's incredible, incredible venue. I think you'll really enjoy it.
Yeah, man, I was happy to get that store.
Yeah, have you ever been to the Old Blue Last before?
Yeah, I've been there just like to attend a couple of shows and mm-hmm. all that. But yeah, I'm happy to get this.
Yeah. And it's proper appropriate to do it in your. It's pretty much Hackney, you know. It's East London.
Yeah, I was so on getting in East, bruv. Like, yeah. I just one like everyone around me is kind of like close to Hackney, innit? Like, mm-hmm. and I just wanted it in like my hometown to just say like, yo, like, well, not. I don't know if that's class as like. Sure,
it's East. Yeah, it's exactly.
Yeah,
it's just East. That's all that matters.
Yeah, for real.
And so. It's right on the. I think it would be the borough. I think it is the borough of Hackney.
Mm. I think like if you were to cross the road, you'd just be like.
Yeah, it's one of those weird parts of town.
Mm-hmm.
You could be anywhere with like a couple of steps.
Kind
of thing. But let's. We've got a game.
We have
that we want to play with you.
Okay. Have you all got pens and paper?
Yep, I've got paper.
Got pen for Michael Payne, pen for Anders.
Someone's just invested in a stationary cupboard.
Does anyone need paper?
All these pens look the same and everything.
I don't understand. Am I playing this game?
No,
or not?
You're marking it, please.
You've already. I thought you were marking it.
Well, I'm pressing buttons. There's some clips. So there
I don't
are.
Need your shitty
oh, sorry.
Paper.
There's 5 clips.
Right.
Now, one of your songs, Bambo, is called Parking Signs.
Yeah.
So, with that in mind, let's play today's game of...
Are you really parking, though? I'm Payne and Sylvester Incorporated.
Okay. So, this is different parking-related clips. Now, the thing to do is, both Anders and Bambo, is think tenuously. Don't think literally, because often they are just nonsense, aren't they? But
I'll
so
say.
Just have a think. So this is some things that happen when you're parking or car related, okay?
Mm. Right.
All keep an open mind.
Definitely keep an open mind.
Mind's open.
Yeah. So here is clip number one. We got something for that, everybody?
So am I supposed to be writing what's going on?
Yeah, please. Well, how it relates to parking, what is going on, what is happening in that clip?
Okay.
Actually, this doesn't necessarily relate to parking at all, but just say what it is, basically. We all got something?
Yep.
Okay, here is number 2.
Oh. Can I get one again?
Sorry, it's just Jacob's face. He's the sailor.
That is not parking.
Have you got something for that, or do you need it a third time?
Yeah, one more time, please.
One more time, okay.
I'm gonna take a wild guess.
Okay. here's clip number 3.
The fuck is that?
Whoa!
What is that? That's bollocks.
Come on. Yeah,
that's bollocks.
Come on, have a guess. What is that? What do you think's happening in relating to parking or car parks? Or what happens? What is happening?
One more time. Just sounds like something dropped on something.
I'll play it again. Have a listen. Listen this time. It's really obvious now.
It's not obvious at all, though, is it?
Yeah, I took a wild guess on that.
Put something down.
Yeah, I'll put something down later.
Okay. All right, we're ready for number 4.
Yeah.
Okay.
What?
Is that it?
Oh my god. I'm going to switch.
What? Couldn't get that one more time, Luz.
You can get it a few more, it's really short.
Okay.
What is it?
Jesus Christ.
Michael Payne normally gets a bit, he will annoyed at some point and he's not having it. Okay, here's number 5. Here is number 5, your final clip.
All right.
Yep.
Yeah, I think.
Do you need it again, Anders?
Yeah.
In my head, that's actually quite sinister.
Reese, would you have got all these, wouldn't you?
I got a very sinister answer for that last one. I'm
okay. Honestly, mate. Honestly, bro. Okay.
Well, let's start with number 1. Bambos, what did you get for number 1, please?
I put down blocked in an estate.
It's not what I've got on the paper. Anders?
Alarm going off from a sexy lady walking past.
Well, and what
I
have you got?
I got alarm warning.
See, two of you had the word alarm in there, so I'm going to give two of you points there. Yeah. Michael Payne and Anders.
Was it activating
it was just
the alarm?
It's car alarm. That's what it was.
Oh, right. Yeah. Oh, so it sounded like that little warning. Okay.
It sounded like the, you know, the little proximity warning you get before it goes off on the main thing.
Yeah.
Mm. I'll take the point.
Take the point. So number two. What was number two, please?
I took a wild guess. Mm-hmm. Like a car rolling off a ferry.
Yep.
Wow.
Wow. What did you have, Anders?
I mean, I had someone parking their little toy car. You know those little red and yellow little thing with the feet?
Yeah.
I'm just saying someone was parking one of them.
It's very good. Bambles, what did you have?
I got driving in the countryside, the rubble.
It's not there. It's none of those. It's parking at a car wash, obviously.
Oh, yeah. Been there before.
Oh, was that in Sound of the Rollers?
Yeah. That's obvious.
Play again?
Isn't it? Well...
Oh, yeah. I feel that.
That's what it was. Number three. What did you have for number three?
Could you play it again, please, actually? Sorry. Yeah. Let me just... you know the indicator? Flicking the indicator switch?
Okay. Bambos?
I got an overground train.
Okay.
The last time I saw someone park one of them, I was so impressed.
I got a parking attendant clicking his pen like he's just about to bust someone.
Oh. Oh,
none of that. It's the parking barrier opening, of course, in a car park.
Right. Mm.
You're doing some obscure things, you know.
This is out there.
This is parking level 1000. Yes. You know the ones. Yeah. You have to have experienced every aspect of driving to get anything right in this.
Okay. Well, who's in the lead so far, Riz?
Just one all between Anders and Michael Payne.
Okay. Cool. What was number four, please?
I just got a door closing.
Okay, what did you have?
A little bump.
Little bump.
Yeah, I got a bump as well.
Oh my God.
I mean, you're closest to it because it is a door, so I'm going to give you a point, but it was actually the car boot closing.
Yeah, it's a door.
It is a door, though. Mm. It's a door, isn't it?
Sick. I like that.
So number five. What was number five, please?
I just got like a woman running through a car park.
Mm-hmm.
From someone.
Yeah, I got a similar answer.
Sounds a bit sinister, man.
I went out the box and I said a lady running on a parquet floor, you know, like a park.
He went cryptic. He went cryptic.
Oh. I went Michael Payne on that bitch.
I feel like I should give some points because I have got there was a bonus point here, but none of you got it because it says here it was running to your car. You'll get a bonus point if you put brackets chasing your car because it's being stolen. But nobody had that. So
okay.
Nobody had that one. I don't know why. It's really obvious now. So do we give any points?
Yeah,
that
seemed very obvious. No, definitely.
Don't know points.
I mean, but
I said
Michael
running
Payne
for a car park.
Michael Payne. Michael
Thank
Payne
you.
Probably gets a point.
I put running in a car park as well.
I did, that's true. Bambos is on the board now. So, Anders, sorry, no. So that means...
Not even for a pun. I'm joking.
Get special mention for that.
It's fine. It's fine.
Do you want to announce the winner, Reese?
And the winner is. Do we have a drum roll? We're too late for a drum roll, isn't it?
I'll get one for the
next. Sorry for the anticlimactic, but the winner is Michael Payne.
Oi, oi! I want to dedicate this win to all my peoples. Mm. You know what I mean? Shout out Daniel. Big shout out to Harley, wherever he is. Shout out to my mumsy, actually. I spoke to her yesterday still. Keep your head up, mumsy. POP, hold it down. Get me? That's it.
Pimp squad for life.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
More diversity. That seems like the thing to say when you win stuff nowadays, right?
Yeah.
Well, more diversity.
Lot with the dance group.
I'm looking at you lot. I'm playing. Well, let's get into one of your songs now, man. But before you go, and you know, it's always such a hard work saying goodbye to our guests. But tell us where people can find you online. Tell us more about your show, and those two things should suffice. Actually,
cool. Yeah, the show's this Sunday on the 19th. It's at the Old Blue Last. Doors open at 7. You can get the tickets online. It's a ticket only event, so make sure you have your tickets before you come. You can get. Well, everything's on officialbambos.com, or if that's long for you, just find me on Twitter, Bambos, and everything's in my bio. You can type in Bambos in Google, I'm everywhere. You know what I'm saying? Literally, I'm everywhere, Bambos in Google. But yeah, it's going to be a sick show. I hope to see everyone there.
Awesome, awesome. Well, we're going to get into what we plan from the EP. Parking Signs. That seems most fitting.
Let's definitely play that one. Yeah.
Yeah. Since we just played a whole game surrounding it, let's let people hear it. This is. In fact, would you do us the honour of introducing the song yourself, sir?
Boom. This is Parking Signs by myself, produced by myself. The video's out now. Hope you enjoy it.
Yo, if she got a booking info, then she tartin'.
If she got a booking info, then she tartin'.
Academy Awards, beware here your casting.
Academy Awards, beware here your casting.
But secure that quick if you're looking for a calm ting.
Secure that quick if you're looking for a calm ting.
But 007 don't pay when you're asking.
Tell me what's your number.
Number.
Maybe I can give you mine. So just in time for summer.
Summer.
Maybe we can spend some time. I know you're really out here.
Yeah.
So I know you don't waste no time. So tell me what you run though. Cause I'ma say what's on my mind. I ain't got no condo.
No.
But I can show you parking signs. Don't know if we can park here. Ain't trying to get no parking fine. Oh, this girl is oh so fine. Oh, this girl is oh so fine. This girl is so, so fine. Oh, this girl is so, so fine.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yo, oh, this girl is so, so fine.
Oh, this girl is so, so fine.
I wonder if she will be mine.
I wonder if she will be mine.
Can't you see I'm on the grind?
Can't you see I'm on my grind?
I'm loving how you work that wine.
Tell me,
can't you see me pre?
Yeah.
I've seen you in them streets.
Hey.
Looking oh so fine. You bought that I say flee.
Hey.
Have you got the time? My phone percent is free. Since you got that out, I was hoping that you could tell me what's your number.
Yeah.
Maybe I can give you mine. So just in time for summer.
Yeah.
Maybe we can spend some time. I know you're really out here.
Yeah.
So I know you don't waste no time. So tell me what you run though. Cause I'ma say what's on my mind. I ain't got no condo.
No.
Show you parking signs. Don't know if we can park here. Ain't trying to get no parking fine. Oh, this girl is oh so fine.
Oh, this girl is so, so fine.
Oh, this girl is
oh
so fine.
Yo, 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 yo,
yo,
yo, yo, yo, yo, yo,
Bobby Brown, I can see them shades.
Yo, 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 yo,
yo, coming flush to the world, yeah, I know them ways. Why? Cause you're causing a madness. When you're in it, they got to like madness. Fuck it, let me play some bangers and show man I'm the nangers.
Hit after hit.
We drove through the bits.
Yeah.
Eastside, they know where it is. I rip so much, they might know where I live.
Yeah.
Anyways, I ain't trying to fib. No long term, I ain't trying to commit.
Nah.
You should read the way I persist. Girl, I'm trying to know where it is. So
tell me what's your number.
Yeah. Maybe I can give you mine. So just in time for summer.
Yeah.
Maybe we can spend some time. I know you're really out here.
Yeah.
So I know you don't waste no time. So tell me what you run though. I'ma say what's on my mind. I ain't got no condo.
Nah.
But I can show you parking signs. Don't know if we can park here. Ain't trying to get no parking fine. Oh, this girl is oh so fine.
Oh, this girl is oh so fine.
Oh, this girl is oh so fine.
Yo, 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 yo,
yo, yo, yo. If she got a booking info, then she tartin'.
If she got a booking info, then she tartin'.
Academy Awards, beware here casting.
Academy Awards, beware here casting.
But secure that quick if you're looking for a calm ting.
Secure that quick.
But 007 don't pay when you're asking.
That's Parking Signs by Bambos. He literally just walked out of the studio. He was our music guest on this week's Payne and Sylvester Incorporated. We're joined by Anders Haywood as our co-presenter.
Hey, hey, hey.
Hello. He's not dead yet.
not quite yet.
And he's not walked out. So
no, yeah, both, especially after that shit game.
Hey.
God.
No,
both boxes ticked. He's still alive and he's still here.
And he's still smiling.
He is still smiling, yeah. Well, I think this is the perfect time to get into some of your Wisdom Wednesday queries. Mm. This one looks quite lengthy, this first one.
It's interesting.
So this one's from Tony.
Mm-hmm.
He says, hey.
Hey.
I've got a little situation with my girlfriend that I need your advice on.
A little situation? Mm. You wrote a fucking dissertation there, bro.
She gets turned on by body hair and razors and has always loved shaving my back and legs. Mm, and too many times in a sentence here, mate. Sorry. We were in bed the other week, and she said she wanted to be my razor and started pulling some of my chest hairs out with her teeth.
Aye.
Oh, that bastard. I didn't love it and hoped it would be a passing thing, but she said she had the best cum of her life.
I think that's meant to be C-U-M, not mm-hmm. C-O-M-E.
But who's ever described it as the best cum of I don't know why. Best cum of my life.
Yeah, yeah. I'll tell you who describes it as the best cum of their life. People that bite chest hairs out.
Yeah, yeah, probably. Yeah, yeah. And now she wants to do it all the time and wants me to do it with her leg hair.
Oh.
She calls me her human razor.
Razor belly over here.
I think I might be boring, but it doesn't turn me on more.
Well,
I prefer a bit of the surfboard surprise.
What's the surfboard surprise? I know Beyonce coined, well, no, I don't think she coined it, but she made the term surfboard popular as like a sexual position, but I haven't figured it out.
Is that just like missionary?
No, I think it's something to do with being in a bath.
Well, I'm picturing Beyonce on top of Jay-Z, sort of like...
riding on my surfboard.
Why is it a surprise?
I hate
though?
To be that guy.
Yeah.
But sex in water's dangerous, guys. You shouldn't be doing it.
Why?
There it is.
Salt water or any water?
Any water.
Why?
I can't remember the reasons behind it. I mean, you can always look
water
it up.
Log?
You know that I know facts. Yeah, I know, I know this.
Sex in water. Yeah. What do you reckon the kind of like it might make you get stuck in?
No, that is one potential thing. It's due to the air forcing in as well. It's not actually good for the woman to have sex in water.
So no shower sex then?
I think it's like in baths
Showers
and swimming
fine,
pools
just,
and stuff
maybe
like that.
Maybe you can't be submerged.
There you go. Yeah. Okay, not in a pool. Well, I don't know. I've Googled surfboard surprise, and I'd like to know more about what it is, Tony. So if Tony could let us know.
Yeah, please elaborate on what a surfboard is, because this puts it into context.
Why is it a surprise? That's what I want to know.
You're not expecting it, boy. All of a sudden, you're just on a wave with a woman on top of you.
So right now, we can kind of share a little bit of wisdom on the situation, but not fully until we know the surfboard surprise.
She is ripping out his chest hair with her teeth and saying that he's the human razor, but then
that's not nice.
It
sounds more like a lawnmower than a razor.
Yeah, she wants him to do it to her leg hair. Yeah, I think that's it.
She's grazing. She's grazing.
Do you know when he called her the goat and she's just got it completely right? Yeah,
the greatest of all time.
human razor.
I'm more worried that he can extract hair from her legs using his teeth. They've got to be some long ass hairs,
that's
man.
That's some growing.
It's just when it's waxing time. You have to grow them a certain length to have it waxed. So there is that period of when.
And then you're getting clumps out with your teeth. Like, how is this working?
Is it hair by hair?
Right.
That's taking a long time.
I don't know if I could. What's the term?
Do it.
Yeah,
I couldn't.
No.
I can remember once I went to when I was at primary school. We went to watch the recording of a children's game show on CBBC. It was called 50-50, something like that.
One of that was sick.
Yeah,
with the gungeon.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So
I remember that.
We went to, so it was like four different schools go, and then some kids from the schools I didn't wasn't involved, but we were in the audience.
Yeah, you were too rough.
Yeah, I said, basically what happened was ended up in a bit of a kerfuffle with another pupil, and they bit a chunk of hair out of my head. And I can tell you what, it was one of the most painful things I can remember in my life.
Jesus.
So how would you get sexual pleasure from that? I am not sure.
It's like the whole candle wax phenomenon. People being burnt, and that makes them aroused in some strange way.
It's the pleasure pain thing, isn't it?
Yeah,
that's
me.
That's like spanking and all that.
I'm just down for a bit of pleasure. Why go for something else to provide something that you know how to achieve?
Isn't it? And why long it out? Do you know what I mean? Let's just get the best part about having sex is actually having
just
sex. Let's
sex
not
part.
Long it out
yeah,
by
the
burning.
Part
yeah, exactly.
The best
let's
part.
Not stub fags out on each other and shit. You know what I mean? Let's just get to it.
I think you should need to reassure Tony, because it's the line there. I think I might be boring, but this doesn't turn me on much. No, that's
there's
fine.
There's nothing wrong with you. Don't you worry, buddy.
I mean, by what I'm judging here, you're not. I mean, I don't know you behind closed doors. You might be an absolute wet fart, but.
Also, surfboard surprise. Now, come on. We need to think about this for
that
a second.
That sounds tempting.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'd take the surfboard surprise, even not knowing what it was, than to have my hair bitten out of my chest.
Unless it's like a new word for waterboarding.
Yeah, and then I'd probably still take it.
Maybe. Well, would you do it to a lady if she asked you, if she says, can you go down and pull out my leg hair?
No, because they shouldn't be that long. Okay. They shouldn't be that, and I shouldn't be able to extract them with my teeth. They shouldn't be that thick.
I mean, that's a preference thing more than like an actual rule of thumb.
Yeah, they can be. Women cannot shave if they don't want to shave. That's fine, but you wouldn't be up for it if they did have some.
Imagine if I had a gap in my teeth as well. Imagine if I was like Steve-O the Madman. It'd be like our friend with the chain link fence, isn't it?
Yeah. You ain't getting nothing. <time, so. laughs>
What's your wisdom for him? I think just definitely don't do it.
Your headlocks. Every time she does it, headlock. Mm. I think.
Yeah.
She goes to bite you, whack in a headlock. You know what I mean?
You're gonna quickly learn a lesson.
That's true. That's tender.
Yeah.
That is tender. You get something plucked out of there.
That's like an old, you know, when you used to play football, you pull them up by their armpit here. That's an old trick.
You're going to make a sound if someone pulls hair out of your armpit. Yeah. You're definitely going to make a sound.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think dogs will be able to hear that sound.
I think I'd do it, but I'd just go down there and just actually use a razor and not tell her and be like, oh, close your eyes, I'm going to blindfold you, and then just use a razor instead and be like, that's my teeth.
That's true.
Just use an old razor that's had a few shaves, foam, and then, you know, it's like plucking it out anyway.
Yeah. Make it all sexy, like, I'm going to blindfold you, it's going to be great, you're going to have the best, what did he say, the best cum of your life.
And don't worry, babes, you don't even need to get the surfboard out tonight.
Yeah.
That's right. Just smacks him with a surfboard.
And having his hair ripped up.
Pow! Straight inside the face.
He didn't say he loves it, he just said he prefers it.
A bit of it as well. I prefer a bit of the surfboard surprise, not the whole surfboard, don't be silly.
That fin, the little fin. I don't even know what it's called.
Neither do I.
That's totally helped. Should we move on to Amy?
Yeah. Boys. It's a Wonder Bra advert.
Hello, boys. I was walking upstairs the other night and I tripped over. I tripped on my toenail.
What?
And when I got up, I didn't fancy my boyfriend anymore.
I like Amy.
That's incredible.
That's a great excuse. Do you know what I mean?
Sorry, babe, it's not working out. Why? What have I done? Oh, I just tripped over my toenail, babe.
I understand.
Fair enough. Yeah.
What do you think the connection is, and how can I like his carpet rug again?
What?
I also have started eating mango, and I didn't used to like that either. Well, see, Amy, you don't fancy your boyfriend, but you'll let any mango inside you.
Next!
Problem solved.
We don't even talk about that one anymore.
I think Amy and Tony should get together.
I think so.
I mean, there's questions here, like how long is your toenail?
Yeah, that's true. How do your shoes fit if you don't trim your toenails now?
She don't wear shoes. Flip-flops.
You're probably like a size 4, Amy, but sporting a 7 because your toenails are far too long.
There must be some sort of nerve attached to the feeling, the emotion of, like, you know, love. Must be a hormone that's triggered when you haven't ruptured that nerve.
Well, there's a guy who went to my school called Peter Horsepool. Very unfortunate because everyone used to drop the L off the end. So I would talk about like Peter Horsepool if you're listening. I'll seize you. And he used to have really, really like ridiculously long fingernails because he had nerves in them and he couldn't cut them.
That's not right.
Were they clean though?
Yeah, exceedingly. He wouldn't have told me his outfit cost more than my house.
Sounds weird.
Cried in year 6 because he didn't get the part as a fairy in the school play.
I would.
Well, okay.
That wasn't me, was it?
The most menial role in the school play, and he cried.
Sometimes you just want to be a fairy.
He's obviously very sensitive.
Don't guitarists always have long fingernails for their like
plectrum? Yeah, so you can like pick and.
Wouldn't you just buy a plectrum?
No, but it's sometimes it's better. As someone who learnt the guitar, it's actually with some songs you can't actually because you pluck in more than one string at a time.
Yeah, yeah.
And it also depends on how hard you're plucking it. So if you pluck with that bit of your finger, it makes a softer sound because it's coming off.
Of course.
If it comes off a hard surface like your nail,
right? Mm. Okay. I hear you.
I think that's one of my favourite ones I've ever read.
That's incredible.
Yeah, definitely.
How do we help?
I don't know. Like, what made her fall down? Did you hit your head? I mean, something going on with your toenail, that your brain is in your toenail?
Good point. She might have hit her head, but forgotten.
She doesn't fancy her boyfriend anymore.
Well, do you know how your main artery goes from your heart to the tip of this finger?
Yeah.
And that's why you wear your wedding ring.
Yeah.
Maybe you're, like, I don't know, you're... The chemical balance
that's
in your head is
affected by your toenail. Striking the toenail hard enough could make you fall out of love with someone.
Well, it could do. Your big toe keeps you balanced. There could be something around mystical around the big toe.
True. She didn't say her big toe, though.
She didn't specify the
And I'd say it'd probably be easier to trip over a little toenail.
No, big toe, definitely.
Big toe.
No, because your little toe can easily get on, you know, if you like, you got it under your other toes. And how often do you stub your little toe?
Never.
All the time.
Yeah, but that's stubbing your little toe.
That's not falling
tripping
over
a nail.
Was it a loose nail?
How is your little toenail long enough? That's disgusting.
Well, do you know, like your pimp nail, you grow your little fingernail.
But on your pinky toe, I don't think that's possible.
Challenge accepted.
Yeah. So it makes me cringe. Just,
and like, it's obviously on his rug, so is there something wrong with his rug? How can I like his carpet rug again?
Why is she calling it a carpet rug?
Is that another name for a penis?
Hit her head.
Oh, Jesus, maybe it is. Or his pubes.
Or maybe it was. Maybe she her toenail caused her to trip over his rug, and now because of his rug doing that, she just doesn't fancy him.
But now it sounds like the rug represents her, like him.
Yeah.
Because first she doesn't love fancy her boyfriend, but now she wants. Now she's worried about how she's gonna. She's actually mad.
She's eating mangoes galore now. She didn't like them before.
She's just chomping on mangoes, emailing us weird stuff.
She's like, I'm a new woman now. I like mango and everything.
I've just got a mental picture of a woman sitting in her kitchen with really long toenails with a MacBook and a mango. Yeah. Just not. She hasn't peeled it. Nothing. She's just smashing this mango
just
into her face.
Mango.
I almost want to say, like, just send me. I can't ask for them to do that, but I just want to. I want to know what she looks like. We could do, Amy, if you wanted to, send a pictures of your face and feet.
And Tony, send us a photo of the page in the Kama Sutra book where the surfboard surprises.
Please, because we haven't figured that bit out yet.
I really want to know what it is.
In the meantime, we should go into a song.
Yeah, let's definitely do that.
This is Fubar Radio. It's Payne and Sylvester Incorporated. We'll be right back after Hot Fun in the Summertime by Sly and the Family Stone.
Sylvester Incorporated on FUBAR Radio.
Quite chat to a champ or let alone look in my eyes.
Tell a man stop talk.
All this talk about money and clothes, but a man can't flow.
Tell a man stop talk.
How is cap on working? I do mass work and you don't.
Tell a man stop talk. Tell a man stop talk.
Come like everything.
Sounds of the surf.
Get around when it start, make bangers when it's night. Come alive like a haunted boy.
Stop talk.
When I call my name on the mic, shower down. You really wanna walk this boy?
Stop talk.
I appear in the night like Freddy with a smile on my face, cause he's dead already.
Stop.
Man can't slide in my space or take my energy. I'm really trying to take this belly.
Stop talk.
Man don't like me, I walk in a place with a smile on my face, cause everything's cool.
Stop talk.
When I grill on my face, cause man can't face on my face and it's been that calm. Man, I don't shout, come around then I spin that car.
Stop talk.
Little man, you don't want no qualms.
Talk.
Original style, I wear my own grams.
Talk.
Tell a Twitter mic, man, stop talk.
Stop talk.
Quite chat to a champ or let alone look in my eyes.
Tell a man stop talk.
All this talk about money and clothes, but a man can't flow.
Tell a man stop talk.
How is cap on working? I do mass work and you don't.
Tell a man stop talk. Tell a man stop talk.
Come like everything,
man. Tell a man stop talk.
Why you wanna talk like that? If I come around, everything start getting mad. If I look around, I can't see waving your gang.
Stop talk.
Better start waving a flag.
Stop talk.
No joking around, no smoking. Don't say too much. I'm a down or blow. Class say when I spray brown or coke. Bitch, I'm sliding around those folk.
Stop talk.
Fly around the town trying to make you little work. I'm a swag MCs that we pray for the worst. So I'll lift man, I box man out of the curse. Man, cap or leave bar, man, I take man to church.
Stop talk.
Yeah, man, there when a bitch
talk.
Suck who's mum, man, I take them.
Talk.
Man, I get lift man, I rap them.
Talk.
Can't chat to a champ or let alone look in my eyes.
Tell a man, stop talk.
All this talk about money and clothes, but a man can't flow.
Tell a man stop talk.
How is cap on working? I do mass work and you don't.
Tell a man stop talk. Tell a man stop talk.
Come like everything,
man. Tell a man stop talk.
Can't chat to a champ or let alone look in my eyes.
Tell a man stop talk.
All this talk about money and clothes, but a man can't flow.
Tell a man stop talk.
How is cap on working? I do mass work and you don't.
Tell a man stop talk. Tell a man stop talk.
Come like everything,
man. Tell a man stop talk.
No action, man, just
talk.
A phone spy got a tune in mind. We link up, sit down and
talk.
Hate on me, but I hear bit.
Talk.
You see me, you wanna spot and
talk.
Mind what you say, you can't take back.
Talk.
I chase money, cut the paper.
Talk.
No peas on the table, man can't
talk.
No action, man, just
talk.
A phone spy got a tune in mind. We link up, sit down and
talk.
Hate on me, but I hear bit.
Talk.
You see me, you wanna spot and
talk.
Mind what you say, you can't take back.
Talk.
I chase money, cut the paper.
Talk.
No peas on the table, man can't
talk.
Can't chat to a champ or let alone look in my eyes.
Tell a man stop talk.
All this talk about money and clothes, but a man can't flow.
Tell a man stop talk.
How is cap on working? I do mass work and you don't.
Tell a man stop talk. Tell a man stop talk.
Come like everything.
Tell a man stop talk.
Can't chat to a champ or let alone look in my eyes.
Feels wrong to talk now, doesn't it? Tell a man stop talk. That was Capo Lee and Sir Spyro with Stop Talk. And I was listening to Side by Side yesterday. We're watching the video, which is another Sir Spyro creation with President T, Boss Man Birdie and Big H on it. And I genuinely think that is the best grime video of all time.
Yeah, definitely.
Genuinely think.
Do you know what? There's a few. It's not the same as that, but there's a few similar. There is JME and some back to back with somebody else where he's like on his estate and they're going round and they're like the cars drive in and they keep changing, but it's like one continuous take.
It's not JME and Bossman Birdie, is it? No, it's not that one.
It's not. And then there's another one, Skepta and Devlin.
Which 100 bags.
Yeah. Some, not 100 bags.
100 grand. No, 100. 50. Yeah, Devlin and Skepta. 50 grand.
Yeah.
Yeah, 50 grand or 50 bags.
Something like that. But yeah, that's another like one take kind of video. But this one, how it's the edit in the video is
incredible.
And the track itself, the beat, the lyric, everyone goes in on it. Side by side.
Shout out to those what know what that means.
It's game time.
It is game time.
It's your moment, Anders. This game is for you.
This is your chance to redeem yourself.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, so let's listen to what this game is called.
I'm spending all of my dough. I'm spending all of my cash.
And dabbing it to the gap, yeah? On Payne and Sylvester Incorporated.
Yes. This Flo. Is dabbing it to the gap, yeah? Okay.
Dabbing it to the gap, yeah?
Oh, so you just made me snort.
Imagine you all three are going on a gap year.
Okay.
And what continent are you visiting? So I'm going to tell you some things about this continent, and you have to tell me which continent it is.
Oh, okay.
By circling it and marking down, there are obviously as many continents there are. Okay, this is the first continent. Which continent is this? It has the world's largest colony of ants. The highest toilet is nearly 14,000 feet up. It's also known by some as the land of the Franks. You can circle it or just write it down and go one. This is the continent. It's up to you.
Oh, as in that's just one continent.
That is one continent. Oh, okay, right, that is some facts about this particular continent.
I'm gonna go pick
a continent. That is one.
Yeah. Okay. Wait, how are we spelling Franks?
Like F R A N K.
Oh, now I've circled the wrong one. I was thinking F R A N C. Europe.
Obviously, yeah.
No. Okay. This is continent number two. This is the country with the highest military spend is based there. Liquids are sold in plastic bags, and it's the only continent to have pink dolphins.
Easy, that one.
Mm-hmm. We got that.
Squeezy.
Oh, very. Obviously, you've been to that one, Anders. Have you got something, Michael?
Yeah.
Okay, on this continent number three, you are going to pay the highest electricity prices in the world. You want to visit the home to the longest fence in the world? Well, it is there at 5,614 kilometres long.
A fence.
Wow. Which you can have a lot of sex.
Yeah, where's Texan? Where's Texan at?
He's getting quite horny just thinking about that fence, isn't he? Like, whoa, that's a whole lot of fence.
A whole lot of fence.
Oh, boy. And also, you may, whilst you're there, want to attend the World Championship of Cockroach Racing. Whilst you're in this continent.
I will be attending next year's World Championship.
So can you go through those facts again, please?
You pay the highest electricity prices in the world. It's got the longest fence in the world at 5,614 kilometres long, and it has the World Championships of Cockroach Racing. What continent is it? Everybody? Yeah. Okay, continent number four. If you go there, you might want to see a red waterfall. It comes from iron. In 1977, Argentina sent a pregnant mother there in an effort to claim a portion of the continent. 90% of all meteorites are found there. Which continent is it? Reese is going to smash this one, I can tell. You're literally immediately like, yep, no.
No, I've not. I'm literally just guessing.
Oh, okay.
And I know that they're all right. In fact, the last one that I've circled, I've already numbered it, and it's too. I've gone over the number too many times, then I've changed my answer. Even though I know that it's wrong.
Could you repeat those again?
For the last one. If you're there, you want to see a red waterfall, which comes from iron. In 1977, Argentina sent a pregnant mother there in an effort to claim a portion of the continent, and 90% of all meteorites are found there. Which continent is it? I'm guessing.
Fuck. That pregnant lady going to claim a portion of the continent, that's just mad. They just didn't want
in
their
context.
Village, did they?
I need so, context for that.
Oh, no, you've got a quarter of that continent. You go.
There's no context for this.
Margaret, just why don't you go to North America and go claim part of the continent?
But I'm on maternity leave.
No, we love you and that in the village, but just go claim it. How do I do that? I don't know, just
go and ask.
It. Put a flag in it or something, I don't know.
Do we all have something for that?
Yeah.
Indeed.
Okay, continent number five. In this continent, you are legally allowed to attach flamethrowers to your car in order to deter carjacking.
You want to
find the world's biggest frog there. It's called the Goliath Frog.
It's the
world's second driest continent.
I know that
one.
Which continent
is it?
Fucked up then.
I know that one.
Fuck! Could you repeat three again, please?
Three.
Sorry.
Let me go through to the end and I'll come back, okay?
Fuck.
This is continent number six I'm on now. They produce 1/5 of the world's wheat. It is home to the longest highway in the world, and they tend to have the highest number of slang users in the world in this continent.
Jeez Louise, I've got to change a lot of things now.
Trust me, Daddy.
This changes everything.
I've just gone what... I don't actually know any of the answers, but I've gone with what sounds like it could be.
Okay.
Well, that was five you just did, yeah?
This was six. I want to make the last one. I'll come back to some, don't worry. But moving on to the final one, number seven. This has the world's largest shopping mall, and it's a ghost town. Baby tossing is acceptable for good...
We're talking about throwing the babies, right?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Baby tossing is acceptable for good luck. You can eat 12 million tons of mangoes each year. So, Amy, pop over there, Amy.
Amy, you and all your toenails.
Wait.
Okay.
I mean, this is just
a wreck. Two, three, four.
That's
five,
what I'm thinking.
Six. Wait, what? What?
Got,
we missed
I've got
out,
seven.
Didn't we?
I've read all seven.
Have
I've
you?
Read all seven, but
you
I can go through. Do you want me to go?
Yeah, I think
please
I need to.
Okay, so a recap from number one. Number one, this has the world's largest colony of ants. It's got the highest toilet, nearly 14,000 feet up. It's also known by some as the land of the Franks. This is continent number
land
one.
Of the Franks.
Do you all have
now
something
then,
for that?
I'm just going to go, you.
Yeah, go on.
Continent number two. It's the country with the highest military spend. Its liquids are sold in plastic bags, and it's the only continent to have pink dolphins.
It's the military spend that's foxed me.
Think about it.
I know, right. You see, that was the one I went on, but then... Yeah, fuck it, yeah, I'm going to stick with that one. Mm-hmm.
Continent number three, you're going to pay the highest electricity prices in the world. It's got the home of the longest fence, and it's also got the world championships of cockroach racing in this continent. Yeah?
Right, yeah.
Continent number four, you will see a red waterfall. Argentina sent a pregnant woman there and to claim a portion of the continent, and 90% of all meteorites are found there.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah? This was number five. You're legally allowed to attach flamethrowers to your car in order to deter carjacking.
Yep.
It's got the world's biggest frog, the Goliath frog, and it's the world's second driest continent.
Yep.
Number six, they produce 1/5 of the world's wheat. It's got the longest highway in the world, and they tend to have the highest number of slang users in the world.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Final continent. It's got the world's largest shopping mall, which is a ghost town. Yep. Baby tossing is acceptable for good luck, and you can eat 12 million tons of mangoes each year.
All right, cool, sick. Okay. I think I'm confident now.
Let's do this. Right. Okay, Michael, Anders, Reese, let's go. Continent number one, please.
I got South America.
Mm-hmm. I got South America.
Mm-hmm. I got Europe.
Anders gets a point.
What?
No,
gets a point.
Read out those facts again. About Europe?
World's largest colony of ants. The highest toilet is nearly 14,000 feet up. Been it's there. Known by is some that, as the land of the Franks.
Is that an Everest?
No, of course.
A toilet? Everest?
The toilet?
No. Everest is in Nepal.
Oh, yeah. No, sorry.
That's okay.
Do you mean Snowden?
Yes. That's the mountain I always get mixed up with Mount Everest.
Yeah.
Snowden.
Yeah. Number two, what was continent number two, please?
I did Asia.
Okay.
I did Asia.
Mm-hmm.
I did North America.
Sorry, it was South America. South America was continent number two. So, number three.
Okay.
I got Asia.
Asia.
I got Africa.
And Europe.
It's Australia.
What? The longest fence. And
yeah, longest fence, cockroach racing, highest electricity prices.
I can see why Australia, but I was going for the fence because I was thinking
English
countryside.
Yeah,
be
yeah
some
I did
like
get Australia.
Australia, point for Anders.
There'd be some like mad, you know, like Scottish little, like we've got the longest fence in the world.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, but the thing is, I bet that the fence is like a farm fence because apparently in Australia there are farms that are like the size of like whales or some shit like that.
Number four, what did you all get for number four, please?
I got North America for four.
Mm-hmm. I got North America for four.
For four, I got Antarctica.
Point for Michael Payne. Point for Michael Payne. It was Antarctica.
Pity pal.
Well
I got the big
done.
One.
Number what? Five.
I guess I've got South America then.
Okay.
Oh, no, I got Africa.
Africa?
For five.
I got Africa. As
I got
well.
Africa. As
3 points. 3 point recent.
It's like Christmas, isn't it? Everyone got Africa.
Just got so many numbers
on the page now. Number six, please.
I got Australia.
I got South America for that.
I got Australia.
It was North America, which means, it's in my calculation, you're all going to get this one right. What is number seven?
I won't get it right.
Europe.
Oh, I'm not getting it right.
Yeah. I got Antarctica.
I got Antarctica.
I didn't think you'd mentioned Asia before. You've all mentioned Asia, have you?
Yeah, I got Asia for number three.
No point. Sorry, I've missed that one. Okay, so in that case...
Did I score a single point?
In third place, it is Reese with 1 point. In second place, it's Michael Payne with 2 points. But Anders wins with 3 points.
3 points.
Play.
And thank God, representing your gap year very well.
Yeah. So do I go home with who won the Bambos related game? Did I win that?
You won.
So I take a gold and a silver home.
Yeah, there
you
go.
My nation will be very proud of me.
But I only got one pop at this. Do you know what I mean?
That's true.
And I lost, so won't get any more.
That was your chance to actually be involved next time. But no, thank you.
So should we go to a quick song and then get the winner on the phone next?
Yes, exactly. So let's get some music in your ears and then we will be speaking to the winner of our Strawberries and Cream Festival competition.
Thank you.
Payne and Sylvester Incorporated on FUBAR. That was Rockwell with Somebody's Watching Me. Suspicious guy. Reckon Rockwell smoked weed. He was just in the studio, just in the booth with like the. He couldn't see out. It was a double mirror. And he was actually just. He was. It was a cry for help. That whole.
Have you not ever done that? I've been surprised by my own reflection before.
Damn, I look good.
That's a different drug.
No, no, you know, like when you walk into a toilet and someone else, and you don't realize there's a mirror there, and you're
That's true, yeah.
No, Anders, has never happened to you.
No, not really. I can't say I can.
I think I've mentioned this before, but I think one of the funniest videos I've seen online, and and I can say this because I'm a black guy. It's one of those ones that I can say. There's this video on, that circulated around online for a while, and it was this. There was like an old, I think, Japanese couple.
I've seen this.
Yeah. So there's this old Japanese couple at a crossing. They're about to cross the street, and a guy in an Iron Man mask that they've never met comes up to them and tries to scare the woman, and she just stares at him. He takes off the Iron Man mask to reveal that he's a black guy, and she jumps.
Is that real?
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
It might be the funniest video I've ever seen. It's brilliant.
We have someone on the line.
We do have someone on the line. What's your name?
Liam.
Hello, Liam. And you're from Leeds, I assume.
Yes.
From your accent.
You assume.
I'm joking. I knew that. I just wanted to sound intelligent. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks.
Good. Did you enter our competition to win a pair of tickets to Strawberries and Cream Festival?
Yes, I did.
On June the 17th in Cambridge.
Yep.
With AJ Tracy and P Money and Mike Skinner and Jay Huss and the Heatwave.
Yep.
With tickets available from strawberriesandcream.com. Strawberries and Cream spelt with two E's instead of an EA. Did you?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah? Does this sound familiar?
Let me jog him out in there.
Imagine if he went, no, I didn't.
Well, I'm afraid you haven't won. You haven't been successful in stuff. I'm only joking. Of course you won. You've won a pair of tickets to Strawberries and Cream Festival on June 17th in Cambridge, performing on the day. AJ Tracy, P Money, etc. How are you feeling? Who are you going to take, mate?
I haven't decided yet.
I'm free on that day.
Yeah, Reese is about. Reese is going to be kicking about in the Midlands.
Well, they're not the headliners yet. Remember when we had Jammer on? He said there are some other big names to be announced.
Yes,
soon.
Indeed. Yeah, we did have Chris Jammer to be more specific. Because I thought it was Jammer at first, but anyway, that's a different story.
I don't know if you put them two next to each other as well. Then.
We're very excited to be down at the festival, and we hope to see you and maybe get a few words from you about how much you're enjoying the festival.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, so that we can get paid for content by the festival. You know what I mean? You got to break us up a little something. You know what I mean? Can't just give you these tickets for nothing.
Yeah.
Shit. But no, have fun, bro. And the main headliners are yet to be announced, and they're going to be fucking huge. So we do believe you're going to have a load of fun.
Bigger than Nelly.
Bigger than Nelly.
Nelly's got some impressive.
Bigger than Nelly.
That's the thing, man.
Only Shaggy, I think.
I'd say right.
Shaggy's there.
You heard it here first. But thanks so much for entering, Liam. And keep listening to FUBAR, man.
Will do. Cheers.
All right, man. Bye. Have a good one. Bye. What a nice guy.
Lovely.
Sounds like he deserved those tickets.
I'm glad Liam won the tickets, to be honest.
Me too,
with
actually.
You.
Couldn't have gone to a better person.
What a guy.
Do you want to do a few. Bit more wisdom.
Yeah, man, it's Wisdom Wednesday, and Anders Haywood, who, like I said earlier, is pretty much Asian because he spent so much time there and gained the wisdom, gained that the wisdom from the Far East. He's going to be imparting it.
Yes. Well, he didn't get the origami skills. That was his. That was his paper airplane. That was mine.
I mean, people probably look down at, like, you know, Da Vinci when he invented the helicopter.
Exactly. It's always
true. True.
They laugh at you first, mate. They laugh at you first.
It's just a concept, really.
Right, so should we share some wisdom?
Yes, please.
Share away.
Yeah.
This one's from
as wise as possible.
This one's from Susan. She
says, Susan.
Hello,
Susan.
Afternoon to the fine gentleman and lady on the Planet Mead.
Well, afternoon.
Planet Mead. She remembers.
Founders, if you're not sure about Mead, it's sort of an official. It was an official drink of the show because Harley was very into drinking your mead, and so Susan's obviously a long time listener.
Yeah,
but maybe soon have a new official drink.
Yeah. We might have one coming soon.
So afternoon, fine gentlemen and lady of Planet Mead. I'm pretty sure that my boyfriend's cat is trying to kill me.
It is.
And take over my life.
Yeah, makes sense.
I know the little cow always gives me some serious sideways bitch face. whenever I'm around my boyfriend and she's always taking a poop in my wardrobe and underwear drawer. She stinks and I can't let her win. What can I do, Susan?
It's a fair. It's good.
Yeah. Well, Susan, cats are slimy little buggers anyway, aren't they?
They are.
They're slimy.
Every single one of them.
I have a cat as well, but she's never chipped my wardrobe.
No.
Not yet.
No.
You asked her to.
Yeah.
Sure, if you ask nicely, yeah, Reese.
She might do.
She'll oblige.
If I lock her in there long enough.
Mm. True.
Yeah,
we were talking about your cat earlier on, and she seems to kind of come around you when you're wearing black.
Yeah,
a lot, doesn't she?
Yeah,
and will just rub herself on you, she seems like a bit of a Tasmanian devil, and she can just whip up a sort of maelstrom of hair that you
like
walk
candy
into.
Floss, you know, when you see yeah, like exactly. candy floss, and she'll just go, there you go, Reese.
That's what she does with my clothes. yeah. But the thing is about the cat trying to kill you is, it was proven, wasn't it, recently, that all cats are actually
evil,
planning on thinking of ways to kill their owners. Yeah,
yeah, I'm not surprised. Yeah. They're all
that is true.
Ninjas.
They're sly as hell.
Cats. But I mean, I really hope that your boyfriend Susan isn't training your cat to, you know, get rid of you.
Yeah,
I'm not saying
and
that
replaced
he is.
Her.
Yeah, ooh, exactly.
Do you know what you need to do, Susan? You need to make sure that your boyfriend doesn't know the details of your what's it called?
Bank?
That insurance that you take out. That insurance that you take out for when you die.
Oh, life insurance.
Don't. Yeah, that.
Well, yeah.
I mean, I would just say, Susan, I think, you know, if there's any way of you getting rid of the cat, I mean, just do it. Take one for the team.
No, yeah. Don't. I'm going to say, keep the cat around you, because I was explaining to Anders earlier when we were having a beer before the show, is that if someone now tries to or does kill you, you will be covered in cat hair, and that cat hair will transfer. So, for example, if you put in a car or you touch your killer or whatever, that hair will then transfer to them, and then it's very easily traced back to who you are. So you'll be able to find, and that cat can then therefore lock your killer up.
Oh,
so your cat always, is your bodyguard.
Always keep pets close to you, so you're covered in pet hair.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't want to do that.
No, thanks.
That's a good. But the thing is, you're not suspicious that someone's going to murder you.
I mean, I am, but
and I'm pretty sure.
I'm a huge dick. Like, I'm always a bit.
That's why Natalie's in leopard print. She's literally wearing her cat. Yeah.
Why do you think she played that song? Whoa, here he comes.
Yes. I think what you should do is make friends with this cat, get some white wine, have a girls' night out. Like, Reese and I did that the other week. We had a girls' night out, didn't we?
Yeah,
Reese and I had
some
white wine. And we were like having beef before, they weren't, but we were all friends.
We had a scrap before.
We had a little scrap before. Two bottles of white wine, we were BFFs. So I think, yeah, make friends with the cat. Go for a little manicure.
And better the devil you know.
And take Amy along as well with the old manicure.
That's mangoes.
A pedi. Yeah, she needs a pedi and a mango.
She definitely needs a pedi, as Amy. The fact that you keep the cat close as well, you can watch its every move. Yep. You know, because it's obviously watching you, and you can watch it watching you. Now, I think better the devil you know than the devil you don't.
Yeah.
Sam,
I think that's problem solved, Susan.
I think so.
And I mean, if a animal the size and strength of a cat is getting the upper hand over you, I think you really need to reevaluate yourself before.
Yeah, you need to look within.
You ever heard the saying, check yourself before you wreck yourself?
Yeah, a wise man called O'Shea Jackson, aka Ice Cube.
So the next one's from. I don't think this one's true. It's from a liar.
Amazing.
You're lying.
Hey, Reese, Michael, Natalie, and Anders.
How you doing?
Hi.
So I have this friend. His name is Zach. Snitched. And he would constantly sulk whenever he gets offended by something that is stupid. By something that is so stupid, you want to punch him in the face with a brick.
Definitely don't do that.
Yeah.
No.
Try and avoid
definitely
that.
Definitely don't do
it's
that.
It's possible. I mean, it's a bit of like a frowned upon thing.
Yeah.
You'd be frowning permanently after that and get smashed in the face with a brick.
Yeah.
Like, one time I asked him if he had washed his shirt that he was wearing, because I saw him wearing it 2 days ago and it was raining constantly on that day.
No? What? Hey. I don't understand that sentence, to be honest.
So let's try and give the sentence a bash again.
Yeah, go for a second.
Like, one time I asked him if he washed his shirt that he was wearing, because I saw him wearing it 2 days ago and it was raining constantly on that day.
Right, maybe, I don't know, maybe they're Prince fans and it was purple rain.
Yeah, guys.
Dyed his shirt.
Surely that's nature's wash, though. Or if it, yeah. Rain?
Or even if it had been raining men, I suppose.
Hallelujah. No dryers exist, so...
Yeah, so no dryers exist. So within 2 days, it wouldn't have dried anyway, naturally.
No.
So he wouldn't have had time to get it dry in 2 days, okay?
No.
Then all he did was roll his eyes at me, which I don't blame him for.
Mm.
I was like, bitch, what the fuck?
Whoa, liar.
Isn't it liar? And so far, you're in the wrong
here. Yeah, you're definitely in the wrong.
How he hadn't washed it? You can wear a shirt more than once.
Yeah, and what is it your business if he has or hasn't washed it? Like, what?
How dare he be offended by all this?
Yeah. Sometimes I'll wear an outfit twice in a row if not enough people have seen me in it and I'm looking pain.
You know what I
mean? High five, bro. High five from across the room. Yeah.
Not everyone, after you wear something, sweats. You know, if you wore it for a few hours in the evening, it's like, why am I washing it now? It's not even dirty.
Fam, Febreze is £2.
I had an outfit on. I had an outfit on for a bit yesterday. I've now brought it down to London, not washed, in my bag. I'm going to wear that again. I don't mind washing it. Don't smell it. Ain't dirty.
I didn't take. I didn't post one photo of that outfit on Instagram, bro.
Exactly.
As far as I'm concerned, it never got worn.
Yeah, it never actually existed. That outfit. It's still being made.
So she ignored it, and then the next day I tried talking to him, but he shut me out completely.
Okay.
Bit far from him, but you are being a bit of a bitch.
Whoa!
It's a bitchy attitude. It's not.
What,
so
yeah.
Whenever he sulked, he would completely ignore me. Whenever he sulked, he would ignore me completely like a fucking 5-year-old.
I love this girl.
She's for you.
I love her.
She's living.
I'm going to read it out here.
Who's that?
Whenever
about
he would sulk, he would ignore me completely like a fucking 5-year-old. And I'm in a group project with him, so it's kind of hard for me to work with him. And work and such. Like, I tried apologising to him, but he just wouldn't give a fuck. So I don't know what to do exactly. And recently, he didn't talk to me either. I don't know why, and I'm like exhausted by his childish act. Please help.
I'm exhausted by that email.
That's damn.
It kind of reminds me of like Kevin and Perry's, like, oh,
gosh. For God's sake, what? Zach.
Yeah. Zach.
Come on, Zach.
I think he's obviously. You obviously both have very different standards when it comes to sort of cleanliness of clothes.
Well, no, because like we just said, we'll both wear an outfit twice, but I know you're a very clean person.
Ooh.
Like, I'm a very clean person.
I feel like I would get annoyed if someone said to me and I came in going, have you washed that? Because you wore that on Monday. I'd be like,
You should just assume that I...
What does this have to do with you?
And the thing is, I don't know, there's an Australian TV show called...
Neighbours.
No, it's like... It's like the morning. This
news.
Like, you know, the one with Piers Morgan in England.
Oh, yeah,
okay, it's like kind of the Australian version.
Good day.
Good day, Australia.
It's got a guy called Stephen Ivanovich, and he's like quite famous. He does say some stuff out of line, but he's genuinely a funny character on it. Anyway, he wore the same suit every single day for a year, and no viewers noticed. Hmm. And he did it because his counterpart, the woman on the show, wore the same outfit twice in like a month or whatever.
Right.
And it got loads of comments. And within it, he wore the same suit every day for a year, and nobody noticed.
What a legend.
Liar would have noticed straight away. Day two, she'd have been like, sorry, have you washed that?
She would have emailed in the next day. Please make sure you're not wearing that suit again, please, because I will fucking switch.
I will find you.
Fucking cunt.
I will kill you.
Not talk
so
to me.
Angry. I feel like it's really
liar.
Not worth getting
back
angry
liar,
about that,
just,
really.
Just
chill.
I think you need to bun a zoo and chill for a minute.
Summer soon come. Just chill out. It will be all vests then, isn't it?
Do you know what? She wrote this. It just happened. You can tell by the way she's
for real.
Such a fucking 5-year-old.
She was looking at him while she was typing it.
Yeah, literally, Zach rolled his eyes about 20 minutes ago.
I just think let him wear whatever he wants.
Yeah, live and let live.
No,
man.
But she's down with that now, and she's tried apologising to him. But he's not. You know, she has to work with him. So what she's saying is, she's tried apologising, but he's ignoring him like a fucking 5-year-old.
Maybe playfully, like I don't know, like dirty his shirt.
You see, I don't care.
Why don't you wear the same thing twice in a row?
Yeah,
girl?
There you go. Yeah, yeah. There you go. That's
and then make
the
a joke like, hey,
and
all, I'm wearing the same thing again.
Yeah, do that.
But I do have a problem with people who get offended easy, though.
Offended by other people's. I think it's silly to be offended by other, like something like that. Like, why? That doesn't impact you. So why are you offended by?
Don't
what
be offended
someone
by
offense.
Doing?
If someone's offensive to you, then be offended. But if they're just doing, just wearing the same t-shirt 2 days in a row,
like it's fine to be offended. Be offended by me. You don't need to tell everyone you are, but it's fine to be offended. But yeah, just
inside voice sometimes.
Inside head
anyway,
voice.
Anyway, thanks for your email, liar.
Well, thank you, liar. No, then actually, we can't even trust anything she says anyway because she's called liar.
There is nobody called Zach.
He could be already dead.
Yeah. just which saying. We failed at our jobs.
Shout out Zach, though.
Big
I
shout
feel
out.
Like you tried to chuck him under the bus here.
We weren't going to go in on Zach.
No.
Got you, Zach.
Have we got Hannah Witten coming up next?
We have. She's coming up next with Daniel Layton in the studio. He's coming back. That's up at 6 o'clock.
Awesome. Well, let's get into a song now. And when we get back, we'll have a bit more chit-chat. And like I said, up next is Hannah Witten from 6 till 8. It's Fubar Radio, Payne and Sylvester Incorporated.
BDL Base Defence League. Lord of Trim, Scouse Division.
Hey, la.
Gang. BD, Umagash G's in town. I'm a real G from South.
And I'm a real G from Scouse.
Big bad wolf, I'll blow a house down.
Pull up on a rat like, nah.
Mac 10, give man 1,000 rounds. Pain, rage, ouch. I'll lay that nigga right down.
Pull up, hop out, bang.
BD, BD, gang.
Pull up, hop out, bang.
BD. Run like the rivers of Babylon. Cut through the block with this old heap of Babylon. Hit the wing like Steve McManaman. They never had a Snickers to survive the marathon. I've never been a tag along. Brought the gang with me. San G, Mac 10 extended mag along.
Pull up and bang it.
Pain, rage, ouch.
Ouch.
4 or 5 in a pouch.
Ouch.
Bang, bang, man down.
Ouch.
Beady, big man, king man about.
Beady,
beady, gang. Flip this thing and scout.
Scout, killer.
Beady,
what's happening?
I was out there with a whole lot of crack. I was out there with a whole lot of smack. Alleyways doing them graphs. Bally face, letting that man known to attack. Beady gang, all we do is grass. Man made me have to boss my gun for the love of the music. And it don't even mean nothing. Dickheads, pussyos, thinking you can do me something.
You must be smoking some blood.
Bags of bodies tropical. Mac 10 loaded tropical. Clap off your head, blood, you don't look so tropical.
Ain't that the tropical there, fella?
Suck your man.
Pull up and bang it. But we hop out fierce, grab the loot and vanish. They're like, how did you manage? But the less you know, then the less they know. So you better run along, maggot. They wanna be just like me, there's some parents. This girl wants me an airline with 2 sandwich. Whole time, think about the pool and the palace. From way back, I did the motorway. Like sitting back and gonna make it for me. So I hit the graft, I hit the George Ken. I gotta double up and make it work for me. The blood came, he said the food's cheap. It ain't cheap enough, it didn't work for me. So guess what, I hit a robbery. I had to double up, that's it, ain't for me.
BD, Umagash G's in town. I'm a real G from South.
And I'm a real G from Scouse.
Big bad wolf, I'll blow a house down.
Pull up on a rat like, nah.
Mac 10, give man 1,000 rounds. Pain, rage, ouch. I'll lay that nigga right down.
Pull up, hop out, bang.
BD, BD, gang.
Pull up, hop out, bang.
BD, BD, gang.
I pull up, hop out, bang.
BD, BD.
Big Nasty and Trems, BD Gang.
BDL.
Base Defence League.
That is one of my favourite things to come from the grime scene as well, you know. Absolutely. The BDL movement.
Big Nasty in general is just one of my favourite people. Shout out to his parents.
Yeah, definitely.
Mr. and Mrs. Nasty.
Yeah. Sure, that's what they write on the forms. Sure, that's what they definitely write on the forms. Let's it's Wednesday still. And
all day.
So as part of that, for the next 10 minutes, we are going to be imparting more knowledge, more wisdom, more guidance. Strength and guidance.
We need to get this room, so there's too much wisdom in here that we need
We need a gong.
We need a gong sound for every time we get wisdom. We share wisdom.
I mean,
and that's how we can. You know how we used to have, I rest my case.
Exactly, we do need a gong.
You mean
Junior Gong, Bob Marley.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There we go.
I don't mind it.
Namaste,
I
like all, that. And welcome to Pain and Sylvester Incorporated. Today, myself, Renzo Nottingham, Anders Haywood, Michael Payne, and Sarah DeBunda will be sharing our wisdom with you.
Namaste.
This one's from the Mastermind.
Okay. And but before. Go on, sorry.
And he says, good morrow, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, lovely.
Hello.
I'm in need of some advice. My friend found out how much I despise the word moist.
I hear that.
It is a. I quite like it, but I can see why.
Moist.
I love the way she's capitalised it, though. Mm. For a word you hate, you've given it a lot of respect.
Yeah.
That's a shift M.
That's how they
That might even be caps lock. You know what? Because you're so sure you want that to be capitalised. You caps lock the ting, bang, caps lock off. No room for
Double
error.
Tap.
Has to be caps locked.
Okay.
It's now said as the most it's now said at the most opportune time to make me cringe is spars out.
Eh?
And
makes spars
out.
Cringe
spars
as
out. Spars out.
You can't say
can't
that.
Say
sorry, the mastermind.
You're not a mastermind, so I can't say that.
Since the '70s, I don't think
keep
even
it to
I'd
spars
say that.
Out. Keep it to spars out.
Yeah, spars out. Yeah, relaxing time.
I'm about to spars.
And when I think of moist, I think of like a relaxing spa-y kind of, you know, like sauna.
Cucumbers are moist. Saunas are moist.
They are.
Yeah.
Moist towels are moist.
Yeah.
I bet she's not listening now because we've said moist a lot.
Towels are damp. They're more damp than moist, aren't they?
Yeah,
towels?
But isn't damp a synonym of moist?
Moist is better than damp. Damp's not a very nice word.
Yeah, because damp evokes the smell.
Yeah, damp, you'd think of like clothes left in a washing machine.
Exactly.
Like old caravans.
You wouldn't go, check out this damp carrot cake.
Real damp.
How do you make it so damp?
And if you said that in a sexual term.
Oh, God.
Come on, big boy, I'm a bit damp. I'm damp.
Oh, no.
Damp.
Rising damp.
If someone, you got a booty text, hey, do you want to come over tonight? I'm feeling really damp. What would you, what would your
I'd say, watch out for black mould.
I'd be like, I'd be like, have you texted me of your booty?
Yeah. Call your landlord.
So she says, they said, I've come up with a way to get him to stop. If you may, I'd appreciate any ways to make this better. So my idea is to wet his socks whilst he has his shoes on so he knows the feeling of moist.
Whoa.
Okay. How are you going to do that when he's got his shoes
on?
Just
tip.
Pour water on them.
Unless he's got like big clown pockets with holes in it and you're just going to funnel it in. I reckon
he only wears fly knits and that's it because they just get damp really quick.
Yep.
True.
Damp feet are not good when it's been raining and you come in. It's very annoying when you have that.
Damp feet are never good.
I'll tell you what, the worst thing about damp feet, you'll be able to back me up on this.
Yeah.
During like fashion week, you'll have to go to like castings and stuff like that.
I do, all the time.
And if you've got like a fitting, there may have been 100 other boys who have had this outfit on. And you're going to have to put on like damp socks and like a BO damp top that 100 other people.
And it gets like under the shirt, it's like cold pits.
Yeah.
And you're like, no
wonder you get paid so much.
Bear in mind, you've been walking around some of the biggest cities in the world all day. You've been to like 15 castings and then 1,000 people have done that.
Yeah,
500 have tried it on and you're like the last one at the end of the...
Anders, did you have to wear the gimp mask the show that Reese did? Were you there as well?
No, I've never had to wear a gimp mask.
You were smuggling.
Anders is laughing if it's in the... alphabetical order, but you're fucked, Reese.
Me and Anders once went to a casting, and there's another guy called Reese, and they stood up. Do you remember? And they were like, Reese, Anders.
Yeah,
and
Reese.
I was like, yeah. And they're like, no, why are you even here? Your name's not even done.
I like how the Japanese people say Reese.
Raichi.
Yeah, Raichi.
Oh, is it? Raichi. Oh, mate. Yeah, I'd stand up with pure, like, yes.
Yeah. Raichi has
risen. Who is it?
I have risen.
I feel like a Tekken character.
Literally.
What is it, Raichi?
If someone called me Raichi, my response would be, where is he?
How do they say Anders?
Oh, I don't know.
Andley. You spent like 6 months in Asia.
yeah, but like everyone there was English.
Oh, yeah.
Well, not everyone in Asia was English. like but like the crew and that. Yeah. Oh. I don't know. Mine's quite an easy name to say anyway. It's just like Anders. Yeah, it's just like.
Yeah.
That's true.
I would have thought Reese being one syllable was quite easy to say as well.
In Japan, they call me Freesh. In China, they call me Raichi. In like Korea, they call me Least.
You know what I mean? They call me Anderson. Anderson. Anderson.
Amazing.
Do you want to help the mastermind before we got to go?
Morris.
Oi, you should change your name to the Moistermind.
Yeah.
On that bombshell.
Squirtle squad out.
Oh man,
now,
yeah.
You're not here next week, are you, Michael?
I'm not here next week. I'm going to be on the road with another mastermind, Doc Brown. We're going to be rapping to people in venues across the country.
But we have a guest co-host next week.
Yes,
one and only Zach Abel is going to be here co-hosting the show.
I'm going to be excited to listen in. I don't know what city I'll be in, but I will 100% be listening in. Yeah, I'll definitely be in the UK.
Feel free to get in touch with your wisdom if you need any help.
Absolutely. If I contract any sort of illnesses specific to a certain part of
the body. You are with a doctor.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, I could just ask Doc Brown.
But we can help with like toenail issues or mangoes or lots of moist, lots of stuff.
I will bear that in mind.
Doc Brown is a great doctor, as we found out last week.
We did indeed. Yeah. Follow Fubar Radio on Instagram to find out exactly how we found out.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, we're going to play a song. Hannah Witten's up next. I will be back in 2 weeks. Reese and Zach Abel and Natalie will be back next week.
And Harley, I believe.
Oh, yeah, and Harley. Maybe.
I hope so.
Thank you for coming in.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details.